If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Vegas, baby, Vegas, week 11 in the National Football League. And this is the only podcast that I'm aware of where a former player will give you my insight, my picks with the betting lines for each week in the NFL, whether you want to make a big wager or just for entertainment purposes only to make the game a little bit more interesting for you with your entertainment spending value. We are the right place for you. RossTucker.com. That's where you can always find the various feeds for this podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, all those type of things, always available at RossTucker.com. We will all tweet out the link as well. So if you just follow us on Twitter, I am at RossTuckerNFL. I'm the former offensive lineman from 2001 to 2008 in the NFL. He is Steve Fezzik, who is the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. And he actually won it back-to-back years, which is really, really impressive. His Twitter handle is at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports. Brian, our producer, his Twitter handle is at RTF Podcast. He usually knows before anybody else when these podcasts are actually posted, so he's a good follow there as well. If you like what you hear and you want to make sure that this podcast can continue, you want to support us, you can make a contribution via PayPal and send us an email. We'll read that on the air, whatever your question might be. Or you can make a contribution via Amazon. The holiday season's coming, and we have an Amazon banner ad that if you click on that, it takes you to a landing page that they can track back to us. So if you're going to buy some holiday stuff online anyway via Amazon, we would just ask that you do it through our link. Much, much appreciated. Last week, there's a little bit of a dispute here. I gotta check the standings because we've got a couple different guys that do the checks and balances, if you will, for exactly where things stand. David Lawrence is one of them. We also have got Todd Bergman. Todd Bergman had me at even for the week, and David Lawrence had me minus four. So I need to do some due diligence on that. The end result, though, is I did have a good pick when I went with the Eagles and the over in the Monday night game. The Eagles and the over in the Monday night game really, really helped me. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers killed me yet again. Isn't it weird, Steve? Do you feel this way sometimes where, for whatever reason, you have this feeling about a team and you stick with it too long and they just absolutely destroy you week after week? I mean, this has got to be at least the fourth or fifth time that the Bucs have taken me down.
Well, the New York Jets are a favorite of the wise guys because their stats are so good. I know they covered last week and won the game against the Steelers, but I think every wise guy in the country feels how you feel about the Jets. They hate these Jets because the numbers keep saying there's value, and the Jets have only covered two games all year long.
Steve, you were minus one for the week. You're plus four overall. You nailed it on the Packers and the Bills Chiefs under. The Bengals really hurt you bad. How about that performance by Andy Dalton and the Bengals last Thursday?
You know, Andy Dalton looks like a spaceman out there some days. And there's a lot of, you know, you look at the Bears. I want to ask you about this, Ross. So you look at the Bears, you look at the Bengals. You are coming into a contract year, and your organization just devoted $18 million a year to a quarterback that can't play a lick. How are you feeling about that? You happy?
No, I'm probably not. Now, I wouldn't, you know, I don't begrudge somebody else getting the money, but I'd probably be thinking they gave that guy that much money and he's playing like that. It's a really fair point. And yet another example, Steve, which doesn't really have anything to do with the Even Money podcast, but speaking of money, a pretty good example of why you really don't need to pay these guys so early and so much. Dalton had the rest of this year on his contract. Cutler, you could have franchised They're so in a hurry. They're so worried about losing these guys. They want to lock them up. Maybe they need to take into account a little bit more who they want to lock up. My hunches, where I sided with the team but didn't actually make the play, were usually right. So that was pretty dumb by me to not actually make the bets, but that's how it goes. And I did not get the Kaepernick rushing prop. He averages 33 yards per game. He only had 24. I think he had 24 like on the first drive. I was like, oh, man, this is like stealing. Anyway, let's get into it, Bri. What do we got?
All right, first up, guys, Ross, start off with Buffalo, Miami tonight.
Yes, and if you look at it, Miami is laying 6 points, and the total is 42. That feels like a lot to me. I mean, I'm going to pick, I believe, on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I think I'm going to pick Miami to win the game. But with giving Buffalo 6 points, it's enough of a toss-up, and it could easily go in Buffalo's direction, that I'm going to take the Bills for 2 units, and I'm going to put 2 units on the under as well. Both these teams have very, very good defenses, very good defensive lines. The quarterback play is up and down for both. The Dolphins don't have Brandon Albert, their left tackle, who's very good, which I think is really going to hurt them, which is yet another reason why I like the under. So I'm betting this game heavy. I'm putting 2 on Buffalo and 2 on the under.
And I'm the bearer of good and bad news. I'll give you 5 on Buffalo, Ross. Line cratered this morning. The Sharps agree with you. Line's down from anywhere from 4. There's still a few 5s left, so your play has to be Bills plus 5. Should have bet yesterday. Should do the podcast on Wednesday, maybe. In fact, I'll give you 5.5 because the Mirage here locally is still the last 5.5. The good news is I will agree with you on the under. I'll come in. I was on the under with the Bills against Kansas City. The Bills are a dead nut under team. That's a great defense that just cannot score. I'm just going to go 1 unit on the under. The reason being, primetime games Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night have been hitting over 70% for the year. And I documented this in a video I did at pregame.tv that basically discusses everyone wants to make the big play. Everyone wants to jump the route. Everyone wants to run the kickback 7 yards deep in the end zone on primetime. And that does increase scoring. But in a divisional game, I think that this being such an important game, I still like the under.
And by the way, 2 things there. I forgot to mention, Steve also works at pregame.com, which you should all check out. Does some awesome job, and he has a lot of specials that you can find at when he has his tweets at Fezzik Sports. Bri, I believe that is a best bet on the under.
I believe you're right.
The best bet.
Moving on, Steve, Houston at Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the wise guys don't like the Cleveland team at all. There's a lot of talk about how good the AFC North is with all the teams above 500. Well, the AFC North gets to play the AFC South and the NFC South, and that explains why all these teams are above 500 in this division. But having said that, the wise guys are not a believer at all in the quarterback change for Houston. They didn't like Fitzpatrick, but they don't like Mallett. Further, they don't like anyone that the Patriots give away because the Patriots don't give away players that are impact type of players. And so the right now the line's 3, going up to 3.5. They're both available. Total 41.5. Having not seen Mallett play at all, I'm going to pass the game.
Boy, thanks, Steve. The Patriots traded me once, so I don't have any worth.
Uh-oh.
No, you know what? You're right. I'm the perfect example of a guy they traded that's not a difference maker. So you're 100% accurate. I don't like this game either. I mean, I think it's a pretty low-scoring game. I don't expect much from Ryan Mallett. I do think the Browns will get the win, but their performance against Jacksonville a few weeks ago after the big win over the Steelers was concerning to me. Now they have a big win on Thursday night over the Bengals. I wonder if they suffer a similar letdown. I think that ultimately, though, they'll find a way. They're at home this time as opposed to down in Jacksonville. So I think they'll win by a field goal in this game. So I think Vegas has the line exactly right. I see no value.
Ross, let's talk about Minnesota at Chicago.
The Bears are 3-point favorites here, and the total is 47. Not much to say about the Bears other than they've been absolutely awful, and there's no way around it. They've been absolutely awful the last couple weeks, giving up 50-plus points. But that was against some pretty good offenses in New England and Green Bay. Minnesota's not going to be able to do that. I don't have a strong feeling on this game, but it's hard to go on the Chicago side with the way they've been playing. I'm going to put one unit on the Vikings because I think they got a decent chance to win the game. And if they're going to get 3 points, I'll put a unit on them. Just one, though.
Yeah, and I have similar feelings. I do power ratings each and every week, and the power ratings don't help me a great deal because the market largely agrees with my power ratings. So it almost lands me on no bets each and every week. It's certainly not after the market stabilizes. I've got the Vikings 5 points worse than an average team. I got the Bears 4.5 points worse than an average team. So you give the Bears 3 points for home field, and they should be laying 3.5. But I don't want to give them 3 points for home field. I don't even think I should give them 2 points for home field. The Chicago Blackhawks have won more games in Soldier Field, one, this year, than the Bears have. So I'm only going to give them 2 points for the home field, which makes the game 2.5. And I can get the Vikings plus 3 on a key number and get them at even money. Sure, we'll make that one a best bet. I'll put a unit on the Vikings.
The best bet.
Moving on, Steve, the Philadelphia Eagles at the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, and current line is pretty much 6, total 54.5. I'm not a huge Sanchez fan, but I absolutely was impressed with what he did in prime time. Of course, that's against Carolina. Love the Packers. I've got them rated as my 5th best team in the NFL, but they're only a point out of 2nd in power ratings. I have Philly very low. I think currently they are rated just 2 points better than an average team. And again, my power ratings put it right pretty much on the number. It's going to be cold in Green Bay. Green Bay's practicing outdoors, which will help them. So there's intangibles that benefit the Packers here. I wanted to be on the Packers. The line moved up from 4.5 to 6. I just missed being a best bet for me. Just to lean to Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't like this game at all. I almost thought about taking the under, Steve, just because 55 is, I mean, that is a really, really high number. But both these teams can score. It's probably going to be a shootout. I like the Packers to win the game. And, you know, I don't have enough faith in Philly to think that it'll be that close of a game, or that much faith in Green Bay to feel really good about them winning by a touchdown or more. So I'm going to pass this game. If I had to put something down, though, 55 just seems so high. But you know what? I'm not even going to lean anyway. I'm staying away from this game.
Ross, let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks at the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is an interesting one. The Chiefs are favored. They're giving Seattle 1.5. The total is 42.5. These teams, to me, are eerily similar. They both really want to run the football. They've got run-based offenses, conservative passing attacks. Some people might say crappy passing attacks, but I'll go with conservative passing attacks. They both have very good defenses, quarterbacks that can run a little bit but are really, you know, most noted for not turning the football over in Alex Smith and Russell Wilson. I'm not going to bet on the line with Seattle and Kansas City, but I'm actually going to take 2 points on the under. I think this is another game like Kansas City played in Buffalo on Sunday that was 17-13. I think it's around the same again, 17-13, 20-17, something like that. Give me the under for 2 units.
Yeah, I wanted to be on the under here. There's that trend of the NFC, AFC last year, 70% of those games went over, and I just can't go against that trend, even though my numbers agree with you, Ross. The lack of familiarity between teams tends to create more scoring. Could be why the Super Bowl goes over a lot of the years too. This will be controversial. I have Seattle rated 4 points better than Kansas City, which means I'm supposed to be on Seattle when they're a dog here. But Kansas City, you got to figure the home field advantage for them has got to be worth 4 points in this game. Arrowhead will be rocking. Further, I read the marketplace all the time, and all the sharp money early on has been on Kansas City. They bet Kansas City up from Pick'em to -1.5, and I'm going to conclude that the Seattle locker room problems are real, and that's a big part of that, and I don't want to be against the very sharp money. Whenever possible, I want to be on it. I'm going to reluctantly pass the game.
Steve, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers.
Boy, and I don't know if there's any sharp money in a game like this. Actually, there was. This opened Carolina for a brief moment, -3. Free falls down to Carolina -1.5, total 47. Atlanta's more likely to start with the ball, depending Ron Rivera, who knows what he does when he wins the coin flip. Mike Smith likes the ball when he wins the coin flip. Atlanta's always been a good first quarter team. I like what he said in his post-game meeting with the team. Ross, I did want to ask you if this stuff really matters or whether guys just kind of tune it out. But Mike Smith said, guys, we're 1-0. Next week, we got to go 1-0 again. And it seemed very well received. They're right in the hunt of the divisional race despite being below 500. Carolina, I think, will mail it in and give up on a lost season after that performance against Philadelphia. So Atlanta first quarter, they'll be like +100 on the money line. I'll put 2 units on Atlanta first quarter.
I don't think Mike Smith saying we got to be 1-0 is going to have any impact on the guys at all. I don't think Mike Smith comes across as a very inspiring character, but in fairness, I don't think that I never really put that on the coaches to be the ones to motivate players. I'm going to take Atlanta for 2 units. I think they're going to win the game. I think they got a little bit of momentum last week. Cam Newton, I don't know what's going on with him. Short week. I think Atlanta gets the win again. You're going to give me 1.5. I will absolutely take it. And maybe with my winnings, I'll go to PokerShop.com because PokerShop.com is awesome. First of all, the guy that runs it is a listener to the Even Money podcast. So he's one of us. He's one of you. Second of all, they've got a 10% code Ross that you can use. So anything you want there, they got a bunch of really cool stuff. Anything related to a casino, craps, roulette, various table games, anything you want for your man cave in terms of poker, cards, etc. Even stuff like reading material, DVDs to be better at poker, high and low quality cases, cards, chips, kecks, everything you want. Plus, as I've told you the last couple weeks, I'm going to get the stools and the bar that are portable that you can put licensed, you know, logos on. That thing's pretty cool. So, again, it's PokerShop.com. He's one of you. Help support him. He's supporting the podcast. Go to PokerShop.com. Put in that 10% code Ross at the bottom of the shopping cart.
Ross, New Orleans Saints hosting the Cincinnati Bengals.
They are, and I don't like this game. I really don't. I don't have a great feel for this game. New Orleans is laying 7 to the Bengals. I mean, New Orleans almost never loses at home, and they lost last week. So you think, what are the odds that they'll actually lose 2 games in a row at home? The Bengals were awful a week ago. They got an extra time to prepare. They usually bounce back from a terrible performance like that. New Orleans is giving 7. Cincinnati, the total is 50.5. I'm passing.
Yeah, I'm passing as well. It's a great spot for the Bengals to bounce back, but any home game for New Orleans is a great spot. No edge here. I pass.
Steve, Tampa Bay Bucks at the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, Redskins are laying 7, total 45.5. And, you know, Ross nailed it. Tampa Bay, we keep expecting them to play better under Lovie Smith as we go on throughout the year. I just can't do it. And their defense has been playing better, but they basically played 3 cupcakes post-bye, and that explains their improvement in their defensive numbers. I'm going to pass the game.
Yeah, well, here's how I feel about this game. I'm not betting on the Bucks, and I'm not betting on the Redskins either. So I'm not betting on either one of these teams, so I'm passing the game.
Ross, the Denver Broncos at the St. Louis Rams.
Right, and I think the Broncos will win the game. The Rams going back with Sean Hill, I don't really care for that move at all. But it tells me that Jeff Fisher is a little desperate to try to win some games now and thinks that Sean Hill will make less mistakes. Denver wins the game, probably by double digits, but I don't like laying 9.5 points, especially against St. Louis. Fisher's strength, I feel like, is getting mediocre teams or poor teams to play competitively. So I'm passing the game. It's Denver given 9.5. The total is 51. I'm out.
Yeah, Ross nailed it. Fisher's great as a dog in the NFL. All the trend players will be on St. Louis because of that. Of course, all the power rating players will look towards Denver because I've got them rated 8 points better than an average team, and they are clear-cut best team in the NFL, not even close. I don't want to bet against the best team in the NFL. I'll pass.
Steve, let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers at the New York Giants.
Yeah, San Fran is laying 3.5 to 4 points, total 44. You got to wonder if the Giants are going to quit on Coughlin here. When you're under a coach that, I don't care, you won a couple Super Bowls, when it's clear that it's broken and it's not going to get fixed, and you got a team that's used to be contending for championships, boy, they can fall hard. You see it with Carolina, and I think you can see it with the Giants. That 350 yards rushing by Seattle last week is a sure sell sign on the Giants. So a lot of people argue, well, Giants should bounce back at home. Well, how many good spots do they have to fall flat in? I could only look towards San Francisco, but of course they've got their own locker room problems, and my power rating made it 4, so I'm going to reluctantly pass, but I'll lean Niners.
Yeah, I'm looking at this game, and I was going to pass it, but I thought some of the effort by some of the Giants defensive players, specifically Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and Zach Bowman, trying to tackle Marshawn Lynch was so despicable and hideous that it really bothers me that they're professional football players. I don't know if they'll get called out and they'll come out and play much better, or if the Niners will just run the ball down their throat as well. I'm putting one unit on the Niners. The Giants have been getting stomped out on a weekly basis, and the Niners look like they're on a mission now. So give me one unit on the Niners laying the 3.5 if I can get that somewhere, Steve.
Ross, the Oakland Raiders at the San Diego Chargers.
I must be a glutton for punishment. I think I've won one or two, and you know, I might be even with the Raiders so far. They've covered a couple times, I think against the Chargers and against the Seahawks. So I'm going to take the Raiders to cover again. They almost beat the Chargers earlier. Chargers, last time we saw them, got smoked. I think the Chargers bounced back from that. I think they win. I'm just not so sure they win by more than 10 points. I've got the Chargers laying 10 and the total 44.5. I'm going to put two units on the Raiders.
And I'm supposed to be on Oakland here. Trend players love winless teams as they get late in the year, especially when they hit the road, because they don't have much of a home field advantage at that point, and they like that they're getting extra points. However, San Diego in free fall from that 5-1 start. I like McCoy. It's a must-win game. They've got an incredibly difficult schedule coming up. They have to win these next two games. You just can't make money betting on Oakland. If there's one trend, Oakland is the Chicago Cubs of the National Football League, although that might change for the Cubs next year. I'm going to pass.
Because sometimes you need a little fun with your sports.
This is not a sports show. This is a me show.
The Steve Zavid Show from Yahoo Sports Radio.
Sally, how soon before Scott's daughter Instagrams her?
Sports talk with fun and frivolity.
Are you out of your mind?
I mean, am I talking about a sports show?
God, I sound terrible, don't I? Oh, excuse me. Hello and welcome.
Take three.
Listen to the Steve Zavid Podcast on Podcast One. Just search Zavid. C-Z-A-B-A-N.
I got carried away. I'm very sorry.
Steve, the Detroit Lions at the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, it should be a really good game. Boy, how good a coach is Bruce Arians. Arizona is laying 2 points. The total is 41.5. Two really good defenses, and I could see this one getting played somewhat close to the vest. I keep thinking Detroit's going to have a breakout game eventually with Bush and Megatron back, but it still hasn't happened. And with two of the best defenses in the league and Stanton just being a game manager at this point, I have to look under. I'll go under the 41.5 for two units.
Well, we're going to have a best bet on that one. I'm betting this game pretty heavy. I think with the way that Detroit's defensive line is playing, Stanton getting his first start again in several weeks playing against Detroit, I think Detroit wins the game. Then you're going to give me 2 points. I'm going to put three units on the Lions and two units on the under. I think this is a low-scoring game, something like 23-10, 23-13, something like that. At any rate, it's under. So 3 units on the Lions, 2 units on the under makes it a best bet.
The best bet.
Ross, the New England Patriots at the Indianapolis Colts.
It's very rare that you look in the column and you see New England on the right side getting points. Indianapolis has given the Patriots 3 points. The over-under is 57.5, which tells you something about something in terms of those of you that are looking for some fantasy guys in some of the daily fantasy leagues. DraftKings.com, by the way, should be the one you use. Use the code Feast. Use the code Feast. But anyway, I'm going to put two on the Patriots. I think they'll win the game. I think they're the better team. They're on a roll right now, and they're getting 3 points. Give me 2 units on the Pats.
Got 2 plays on the game, both prop plays. Belichick will defer in this game when he wins this coin toss. Indy likely will choose to take the ball, though it's not a lock. With this sky-high a total and the offenses having the edge over the defenses, 2 units on Indy to score first, minus 130 is what the line will be. And give me 2 units. New England's third quarter should be plus a half, lay about $1.30. I think both are fine wagers. So 2 units basically playing the coin toss in this game.
Steve, let's wrap things up. Monday night, Pittsburgh at Tennessee.
Interesting game. My power ratings, this is the one game my power ratings don't agree. Although I'm not a fan of Tennessee, I'm not a fan of Pittsburgh. I know Big Ben got hot with those 12 touchdown passes, but the power ratings only make this game 4, and Tennessee's getting 6. So I'm supposed to be on the Monday Night Football dog. However, the last 2 years, Pittsburgh has gone 8-8, and those years include losses to Tennessee. They could argue that Tennessee has knocked them out of the playoffs the last 2 years because they've lost games they should have won against the Titans. And because of that double revenge, I'm not going to be on the Titans. And the fact that Pittsburgh played so bad and with ball control, taking care of the ball with all the turnovers against the god-awful Jets, I will pass the game.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. I'm going to pass this one as well. I'm pretty confident Pittsburgh will win because I don't think they're going to hit the Tampa Bay, New York Jets, Tennessee trifecta. That would be something. I mean, the only wins that the Bucs and the Jets have, other than against the Steelers, is week one against the Raiders. Think about that. They've beaten the Steelers, both of them, and the Jets beat the Raiders week one. Other than that, that's it. They've lost every game. I think Steelers bounce back. Pretty much they have to. They usually play pretty well in prime time. I don't think Mettenberger's ready to really make a difference. If I had to lean one way, I would lean in Pittsburgh's direction. Maybe even the under, but I would definitely lean Pittsburgh's direction. I am not going to bet, though, this game. I'm going to pass this game and use this opportunity to tell you that if you want some more info for this weekend, some of the college football stuff, make sure you check out Steve on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. I am at Ross Tucker, NFL. Brian, at RTF Podcast. Really appreciate those of you that support the podcast, whether it's Amazon or spreading the word via social media with a retweet or a like, or even those of you that go to PokerShop.com. Really is a cool place. You can get a lot of stuff inexpensive that you want for your man cave. That'll do it, by the way. Appreciate you listening. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for downloading today's Even Money Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the Fantasy Feast Eaton Podcast as well, all of which are available at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Just in the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these 3 easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.